Today is January 17th, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Believe launch found near dead man was runner. The identity of the man whose body was found on the beach near the Queets River Saturday continues to be a mystery, although it is believed that some clue may be found by a checking up of launches on Puget Sound, where the boat appeared to be from. W.G. Sams, Indian agent here, to whose office the finding was reported Monday, was out of town yesterday, but Chief Clerk Kelly said that no further information had been gained there. The possibility that the man may have been a smuggler was being conjectured yesterday. The Canadian and American coins found on his person and the fact that the boat bore two names are considered grounds for suspicion by investigators. In other news, T.H. Blythe has close call in auto accident. Skidding into the concrete piers on the Sargent Boulevard railing, a Nash coupe driven by T.H. Blythe, head of Blythe and Blythe, broke the railing and fell into the Chehalis River at 11 o'clock this morning. Mr. Blythe made his escape through an open window in the car and swam ashore. The car, which was coming east on the boulevard, threw a wheel, swerved sharply, broke off three of the concrete piers, and plunged into 15 feet of water. Through an open window, Mr. Blythe crawled out, swam to the bank, and took a passing stage to Aberdeen. He failed to report the accident at police headquarters at once, and a telephone call to headquarters that a car had gone off the boulevard into the river brought the fire department to the scene with grappling hooks, a pole motor. City Street Commissioner Moore was chartering a tug to tow the city barge containing diving apparatus and grappling hooks to the scene when a man passing in a rowboat informed there would be rescuers that he had seen a man come ashore from the submerged car and take a stage to Aberdeen. A tire from the car was found floating on the water near the shore, and several leaves from the springs were found on the riverbank, leading to the conclusion that the car was badly damaged by collision with the concrete posts. Mr. Blythe thinks it possible that the car hit the posts with such force that the sides parted, and that he made his escape through one of the openings rather than through an open window, according to a report. The car was said to be in 15 feet of water. And finally, birth of Kiwanis celebrated today by Hoquiam Club. Members of the Hoquiam Kiwanis Club will celebrate today in harmony with the other 906 clubs in the United States and Canada the 8th anniversary of the club's formation in Detroit. Guests of the day will include Mayor H.B. Fisher, Harry G. Collins as president of the Rotary Club, and John Hoskins as president of the Commercial Club, and they will be called upon for short talks. Luncheon will be served at 12:10 o'clock in the Community Service Hall. E.R. Zimmer is scheduled to review briefly the history of the Kiwanis organization, while James P.H. Callahan is on the program for an address on aims and ideals of Kiwanis. A feature of the singing today will be the Kiwanis songs. Nis Abramson is chairman of the committee on the arrangements for today. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 17, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023, to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photographic collections database launched early last year. Visit PolsonMuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.